When you open an REI catalog or page through Outside Magazine, what do you see? Do the people on the page look like you? Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk sat down with Reth Duer, an Arctic youth ambassador who's working to make that imagery more representative.
When you look at the depiction of what people go outside, it's, you know, it's usually like, you know, white people.
That's Reth Duer. He's a junior at the University of Alaska Anchorage and an Arctic youth ambassador.
When you look at these catalogs, you look at these Facebook ads, and when you go to REI, you don't see a lot of, you know, diversity of people. So I think it could be very tough for someone who's trying to, you know, explore the outdoors because there's not much commonality.
But Duer hasn't always been an outdoors enthusiast. His childhood was split between Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Omaha, Nebraska. Playing outside meant playing basketball or cops and robbers with his friends. As an 8-year-old, his mom told him a story that made him fear the outside world.
So I noticed it was like a wound on my mom's, like, the outside of her ankle, and her skin was just like completely different. And I was just like, hey, how did that happen? And my mom was just like, I was bitten by a snake. She became instantly like very sick, and I know she could have died that day.
Duer had a different childhood than his parents. Before he was born, they fled East Africa because of political and religious oppression. And when he was 10 years old, his life and his parents' lives were about to become even more different. They were moving from Nebraska to Alaska.
Oh, I thought they were crazy when they first said that. I just knew Alaska, there was a lot of snow, it was very cold. And I knew about polar bears. You know, I just really had that picture of Ice Age. But just with people.
Landing in Anchorage, his new home, the first thing he saw was the Chugach Mountains. And for a kid from Nebraska, it was the first time he'd ever seen a mountain. At that moment, Duer began thinking about starting to explore the outdoors. After graduating high school, he got that opportunity through a kayaking expedition in the Prince William Sound. And immediately...
Oh yeah, I was hooked for sure. They definitely had me hooked. They reeled me in.
Duer found his calling.
A lot of people don't understand that this is like our public lands. It's for everyone. And I know I don't want to get rid of these misconceptions that, you know, the outdoors is for a particular audience. And, you know, there's different ways to, you know, explore and enjoy our outdoors, whether that's, you know, going hiking, you know, backpacking, or, you know, going fishing with your family and friends.
He wants to help communities find ways to connect to the outdoors that work for them.
Our Alaska Native communities, you know, they live off the land, they live subsistently, and, you know, we have, you know, Hmong communities who like to go fishing, hooligan fishing. I think it's just really figuring out what the community needs are and how people enjoy their public lands and how they like to be outdoors, then, you know, creating a way for them to do that.
And he knows he's still learning.
This program has really opened my eyes of different things that are happening in the state of Alaska and why the voices, you know, of people in rural communities are important, and that their voices do matter and they should be at the table. And I want to be able to help with that experience.
Next year, Duer will graduate with a degree in elementary education. He used to want to be a teacher in a big city like Chicago or Oakland, but he's changed his mind. He wants to work in rural Alaska and give back to the place he's called home for a decade. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Anchorage.